Let's pray. Gracious God, you have shown us mercy in sending your Son to die for us. I pray that you would open our hearts to your Son as we draw near for communion. It's in his name we pray. Amen. If you have your Bible, please open it to Titus 2. That's Titus chapter 2. I'll start reading from verse 11. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds. This is one of the densest passages on the implications of Christ's work in the lives of his people. A good preacher could probably get 7 or 8 sermons out of this passage, but I've only got 5 minutes to help you prepare for communion. The main idea of this passage is that grace has appeared, but I want to call out a couple of other things that we can learn from this passage as you prepare your hearts for communion. Look there at the end of verse 13. In one of the most explicit revelations of Christ's deity, Jesus Christ is called our God and Savior. Then immediately afterwards, in verse 14, it says that Jesus Christ gave himself for us. Jesus gave himself for us. God gave himself for us. He gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed. Each and every one of us has sinned. We have tried to live apart from God's law. Those deeds we have committed apart from God's rule are lawless deeds. And Christ gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed. He gave himself for us to purify for himself a people for his own possession. Jesus' intent on the cross was not to save a bunch of individuals who could then live any way they wanted to, but rather to purify a people. He intends to possess his church, and he demands purity, so he purified his people. We were filthy, but now we are clean, because he gave himself for us. I have some important instructions about who should take communion. Communion is for people who are following Jesus and living repentantly. If you would, by your own admission, say that you do not follow Jesus, that you haven't turned your life over to him, that you're not redeemed from your lawless deeds, and that you haven't been purified, then please be redeemed and be purified. You can have these blessings and many more by just turning your life over to him and taking him at his word. If you won't do that, then please just pass the bread and the juice by. And communion is for people who are living repentantly. If you are aware of sin in your life that you are content to live with rather than repent from, then please repent. Now is the time to draw upon this grace of God that has appeared and follow his instructions to deny ungodliness and worldly desires. Do it now. Turn away from your sins and turn to this Jesus and receive the grace of God that has appeared and follow his instructions to deny ungodliness and worldly desires. If you won't do that, then pass the bread and the juice by. If you have any questions about this or anything else I've said this morning, talk to the person who brought you today. Come talk to me. Come talk to one of the elders. We would love to talk with you more about this. If you are following Jesus and you are living repentantly, then please think about this as you prepare your heart for communion. Jesus, God and Savior, gave himself upon the cross to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession. Think about these things and take communion on your own this morning.